Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward Tuesday vetoed an extension of the current food and beverage lease agreement at Pensacola International Airport. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports that paves the way for a Missouri-based firm to take over.
Hayward plans to award the 10-year contract to OHM, which represents Chick-fil-A, Corona Beach House, Surf City Squeeze, and Einstein Brothers Bagels. It takes effect when the Verona's restaurant contract expires at the end of this month. Before the 4-4 council vote that scuttled the proposal in January, Mayor Ashton Hayward reiterated his support for OHM, saying the vote would send a message to those outside of Pensacola.
We've all focused on economic development. What does it tell the outside businesses that we're not going to have a level playing field, that we don't have a fair process? This process was fair. It'd be like the New England Patriots asking the Denver Broncos for a do-over because the Broncos beat them.
In a written statement, Hayward says both city attorney Jim Messer and a Tallahassee-based law firm contend the city council did not have the authority to decide the issue. He had recommended OHM during the council meeting in January, which deadlocked.
If you look at the airport, you know, the current operator has been out there for 20 years. You know, we needed to bid it out. We bid it out. We had a committee to really look at it. We went above and beyond to make sure the process was flawless. We strongly believe it was. You know, OHM was awarded the bid. I think it's important that the council approves it and we move on down the road.
The mayor was asked about the four-month delay at the time in getting the concessions deal to the city council for a final decision.
There was one meeting in November and December, and I think there was a lot of questions by council and questions I had talking to our city attorney. And then our airport director went to Germany. And again, you know, I'm very sensitive, regardless of what we talk about, of any business that's in Pensacola and businesses that want to come to Pensacola. The last thing I want to do is turn people off that want to come to our community.
OHM won out over New York-based Creative Food Group, whose Pensacola brands featured local eateries The Fish House, Bagel Heads, and Verona's. Airport Director Greg Donovan told the City Council last September that despite a great deal of discussion, this is a bottom-line business decision.
We put out a national request for proposals, and we had good solicitation and netted a good faith offer by a national company that has successes in an airport environment.
Donovan said that a restaurant that succeeds in an overall community environment is not necessarily what succeeds in an airport setting.
When you have a short period of time to connect to your flights, and we are not a hub location, we are an origin and destination airport, there are other considerations to take into account. The bottom line is that the guaranteed revenue per year is $97,460 for 10 years.
City Councilwoman Megan Pratt was among those against going with OHM. During the January meeting, she said what's at the airport should reflect Pensacola.
Our local businesses can compete against national businesses. We have a strong community, and I like national chains. But you can still, even with a national chain, have something that reflects the local community.
Another council opponent was Sherry Myers, who pointed out that Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays, which total 530 days of zero revenue from that restaurant over the life of the contract.
If you look at the fact that they're not going to be there for a year and a half, that comes out to $1.5 million of revenue that they're not going to be generating that they could be generating. That is not maximizing gross revenues.
Maria Patel, a vice president with OHM, told the council that if they received the contract, they could hit the ground running.
We have coordinated with our concept partners to ensure continuous service are available to all passengers during the construction of these units. On March 31st, we will install all the temporary units overnight.
It's unclear if the city council can override the mayor's veto. City attorney Jim Messer's take is that Hayward has the sole power to award the contract. The council is expected to discuss the veto at Monday's agenda conference. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.